Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good Wednesday morning to you. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Mark here alongside Scott J. Gow in for Kim St. Ange this morning, who is on a vacation all week long, and good for her. Got Drew Young in here running the board this morning. Sue Thomas will be along with your traffic in just a couple of minutes. And Ethan, of course, is out as well. So they will both be back, Kim and Ethan, next Monday. And hopefully they're enjoying their time off. A little bit of lightning storm last night. You see that? Right before my bedtime, which was between 8 and 9, closer to 9.
It was pretty cool, actually.
It lit the thing up. Our power actually went out briefly.
Oh, really?
And then came back on out in St. Charles County. So I guess we're going to get more of that today at some point.
Yeah, like. Possibly.
Possibility of more storms today. And then going to be beautiful again tomorrow, from what I hear. Warming up, that's okay. We're ready
for it.
We're used
coming.
To it.
Sunday could be close to it. Could be 100.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not hear that.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're still here. the Ayatollah promised that something would happen last night that would shock the world for centuries. And all I can figure is he thought they were going to throw enough bombs toward Israel that they would do significant damage. And while they did some damage, to the best of my knowledge, all of the cities in Israel are still standing this morning. So once again, you're getting a lot of bluster out of Iran and not a lot of concrete evidence that they have the ability to carry out any serious damage on Israel. So we're going to continue to follow the story this morning. We got some great experts on to chat about what happened overnight, about what might happen next, about the complete and utter meltdown of people like Tucker Carlson and others who have just gone off the cliff. I'm at a lack of words for the Tucker Carlson did an interview yesterday. I'll air part of it later with Senator Ted Cruz, where he's trying to ask Ted Cruz a bunch of gotcha questions. Like, why is he trying to gotcha with fellow conservatives? I can't wrap my brain around the people on the right in this country who've turned their backs on Israel. I don't get that. I'm not one of them. I'm not going to be one of them. I'll be welcome you onto this show to argue till I'm blue in the face that is not the path we need to be following right now. You go down that path, you are going down the path of our enemies. And you know, I don't know what Donald Trump's going to do over there. Here's what I do know. The person I want leading this country is someone who has strong values when it comes to war and doesn't want to get into war, but also understands that you come to a time as a leader where you have to make tough decisions. This probably is going to be one of those moments for Donald Trump. He doesn't like endless wars. He doesn't want wars that are going to have American troops on the ground with no end in sight. But if you know that your enemy has the ability to create nuclear weapons and you're the only one that can stop it, sometimes you have the requirement, the imperative to step in and do that. That's not an easy decision to make, and I don't know if it's the one the president will make, but we do with these bunker buster bombs have the ability to go in and level that mountain they've decided to build their bombs underneath. And if we're the only ones that can do that, maybe that's what's required of it. I completely disagree with these folks who want to try to make the argument that playing any role in this is a full U.S. commitment to what's going on over there. I don't believe that's the case. And in the meantime, we will continue to refer to it as we. You hear our government officials referring to it as we. Benjamin Netanyahu refers to the war they're prosecuting as we. That includes Israel and people who support Israel. Were we complicit? I mean, I've argued for the longest time that we were basically running a shadow war with Russia in Ukraine. There's not much daylight there between what's going on here, what was going on in Ukraine. And yet Lindsey Graham and others will tell you we should be more full-throated in Ukraine against Russia. But they don't want us to take out the world's leading sponsor of terrorism. And I don't understand that. I've watched a bunch of interviews on this with people who disagree with me to try to understand where they're coming from, and I haven't gotten there. So we'll parse that out this morning. We've got a bunch of different people on. Executive Director of the Middle East Forum is going to join us, Greg Roman. Just a little later, we're going to talk to Cully Stinson from the Heritage Foundation on that today. So stay tuned for all of that, and we will get there. We even got Michael Whatley on today. He's the chairman of the RNC right now. Now, he's coming on because the RNC is pushing the Big Beautiful Bill and the positive aspects of the Big Beautiful Bill, which is still being debated in the Senate. They did do some great things yesterday on the Big Beautiful Bill when it comes to the National Firearms Act in the Senate. We'll talk about that a little.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Later as well. So lots of good stuff to get to on that for you, I promise. All of it straight ahead. Right now, Drew, let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Remember, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. It's very simple. We don't have to go too deep into it. They just can't have a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, it's pretty simple not to go too deep into it. You know, we did a little bit of research on this yesterday. I did. And Donald Trump has been consistent on this. You know, he rode down the escalator there at Trump Tower 10 years ago, what, yesterday or the day before. But he's been consistent on his approach toward Iran and a nuclear weapon for a lot longer than that. And he's sticking with that.
Well, I think what will happen is the Iranian people will know freedom for the first time since 1979. You know, people probably asked that about Hitler in the 30s. What would happen in Germany if we took him out in the mid-30s?
Yeah, Lindsey Graham, they're calling for the assassination of the leader of Iran. I guess he's in there with Benjamin Netanyahu. He's like, hey, we know where he is. If we'd known where Hitler was and could have taken him out earlier, well, guess what? This guy's been Hitler-like for 45 or 50 years. So maybe Lindsey's not far off there.
This is the kind of coarseness that America doesn't like, and they're just unrelenting in diversionary activity. This has nothing to do with cutting Medicaid costs, helping clean energy, keeping hungry kids fed.
Lo and behold, Chuck Schumer doesn't think anybody cares about how far gone Joe Biden was during his presidency. We don't want to look back. We want to look at why they're cutting Medicaid. Give me a break.
Prosecuting attorney from Madison County is leading new calls for a ban on certain firearms in Illinois to be ruled unconstitutional. State's attorney Tom Hayne joining dozens of other Illinois elected state's attorneys in this lawsuit.
You go, Tom Hayne. How about that? That is just about the best news that I've heard in a long time right there. And it gets even better because the state's attorney, Tom Hayne, over there in Southern Illinois, has signed on basically to the Supreme Court, trying to get the Supreme Court to take this case of the assault weapons ban, so-called assault weapons ban, not my words, their words, in Illinois, where they've decided that the most popular semi-automatic sporting rifle in America should be deemed evil and people shouldn't be allowed to buy it. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It flies in the face of the Second Amendment. So it's encouraging because a bunch of state's attorneys in Illinois, and he's a Democrat, signed on against this, right? They're now all working against this ban by J.B. Pritzker and the legislature over there. They want the courts to rule against it. And here's the other good news. The Department of Justice, the Trump Department of Justice, has joined the NRA lawsuit against the Illinois weapons ban. That is, I mean, having Hain on board is great. Having the DOJ, of course, involved in this makes it even better because that carries a lot more weight that they have filed an amicus brief in support of the NRA Association's lawsuit challenging the Illinois assault weapons ban. The Second Amendment is not a second-class right, said the DOJ Civil Rights Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon. Wow, that's big. That is huge on this Wednesday morning, and I'm glad I could read that news for you. All right, Drew, we'll get to a break here. Who is bringing us our national anthem today?
The one and only Ginger Cox.
Nice.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, who were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Yeah. Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.